Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one in my lucky dip today comes from Rosemary, who says, I feel like my style is on constant repeat. I find it hard to locate any variety anywhere, not in my wardrobe or the shops. How can I find something different? Now, I want to warn you first that sometimes when we go different, we go too different. And then we end up with clothes in our wardrobe we don't wear. So I'm suspecting what's happened is you've kept buying basically the same thing over and over again, ended up with the same thing. And so you're really, really bored. And when you go shopping, you probably go to the same shops all the time, which do the same sort of clothes, and you're just stuck in that style rut. So first thing to think about is, what do you love about the clothes that are your favorite clothes right now? Because until you know what your favorites are and what it is you actually love about them, it's very hard to go out and find that different. And I know that seems a little bit kind of at odds because you're going, well, why do I need to know what I like about this thing when I'm actually looking for something different? So I want you to look in your wardrobe, look at those favorites that you own, and look at them about what is it that you like about them? What is it about their structure, about the fabrics, about the fit, about the colors, about any patterns, about the sort of design they are, the silhouette? What is it do you love about those clothes? Because if you can actually nut out those details, then when you go shopping, you're not looking for a replica of that, but you're looking for other garments that have something in common with that set of criteria that makes a garment that you love. So we're really not looking for the same thing over and over. This is where we go wrong. We just keep buying, you know, replicas of the same thing. Of course, that is a recipe for wardrobe boredom. Instead, what we're looking for is something that has a relationship to that. So I always remember, this is an example of something I did. So many years ago, I remember I was out shopping and, you know, I came across a top and it was in a great color and it was my style, but it was one more of the same thing. And I remember thinking, is this top going to make me really happy? And so I actually stopped and I walked out of the store and I went and sat down for a few minutes on a bench in the shopping center. And I thought to myself, what is it about, say, a favorite garment that I love? So I thought about a jacket that I had and I was like thinking, well, what is it that I love about the jacket? And I was going, okay, well, this jacket's got some unusual construction. It's got like a little bit of creative edge. I can dress it up and down very easily. So I can make something a bit more formal with it. I can still wear it with jeans. You know, I can dress it up and down. It's very versatile. It's in a color that suits me. And so I just started listing out what I liked about it. I liked the fit, you know, it hid my tummy, all sorts of things like that. And I went, you know what? That top, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's more of the same. It's more of boring. So I did not go back and buy that top. Instead, I kept on shopping and I went to another store and I actually found another kind of jacket, but it was actually a softer jacket. It looked nothing like the jacket that I had been thinking about when I was doing this little exercise out of the store. Absolutely nothing like it. If you held those two garments next to each other, you would never think that I'd found something in common. But when I found this jacket, it had some unusual detail on it. So I was looking for something more creative. It fit my style recipe. It worked with my body shape, which the other jacket had, but it was a little bit different from anything else I owned in my wardrobe, but I knew it was me. And like, I'll tell you this now, it had butterflies flying up the sleeve. I love that jacket. I wore it to death until it got holes in it and I had to throw it out. I was very, very sad when that was a sad day when I had to let that jacket go. But doing that exercise really helped me to start to define what it was. And this is one of those things, is going to stores you don't normally go into. Go online and do a search before you go out. You might find that what you're after is not in your local shops. A lot of stores have a certain look. And that's what they do. So you may need to go more broadly than where you normally go. And this is where going on the internet, doing some searches and search for something like, you know, do searches and just go, if I'm after a jacket, just do searches on jackets and look in department stores, look in, you know, just do a general Google search. You'd be amazed at what comes up because of their shopping algorithm. And you can actually start to find things. Maybe go on Pinterest, do a search and start to look for something that is different, but still fits your set of criteria, because there's no point in buying something that's different but does not fit your set of criteria, because that'll be something you end up not wearing. You want to love it. It wants to still work for you, your lifestyle, your coloring, all those things, but it needs to be a little bit different. And this is what happens when we get really bored. We end up wearing the same things all the time. And this is why I created my Evolve Your Style Challenge as well, because it's designed to help you try a little of something different every day, rather than lots of different things. So to just get you out of that style rut and start to think a bit differently about your wardrobe, about putting outfits together in different ways, about using different accessories, all those sorts of things that we may have got out of a habit of doing, or who were never in the habit of doing, so that you can build a new kind of style muscle. So do join my Evolve Your Style if you are really feeling stuck in the style rut, because it is designed, it's based around some brain-based research to actually change how you think about your style and get you out of your style rut. Next question today comes from Alison, who says, how do I look smart without being too formal? So this is an interesting question. And I think one of the things you need to do first is define is what is too formal for you? Because one person's too formal is somebody else's not dressed up enough. So I want you to think about, well, what does too formal mean? In what environments do you feel you could easily get too formal? And then thinking about that. So first of all, you want to define that. Have a look around at what are other people wearing that you think they look really stylish, but not too formal. Note what kind of fabrics are they wearing, what kind of structure, what kind of style, what kind of details, because that'll help you get a handle on the specifics of what you could potentially put together if you're thinking too formal. Look around at the people you think they're too formal, and then look at what they've got. So what kind of fabrics do they have? And this is where you can start to look at the levels of refinement. So go over to the blog and just type in levels of refinement. You'll find a bunch of blog posts about this concept. It's one of the kind of principles of coordination. And levels of refinement is basically kind of how we can kind of structure clothing into three levels of refinement. So our bottom level, our level three, is our what I call outdoor leisure. So it's clothes you would wear to outdoor leisure activities. And it whether it's going for a walk, watching the football on the weekend, going for, doing some exercise, going camping, going gardening, all that sort of stuff, outdoor leisure clothes. And it could even be a very casual barbecue, but we're talking about the most relaxed kind of clothes. Our next level up is our level two, and that is our kind of everyday casual to smart casual. So it's a bit more refined than our outdoor leisure. But it's still that kind of everyday. And most of us, I think, spend a lot of our lives in this level two level these days. And so many workplaces are this now too. It used to be that more workplaces were level one, but really these days I see more workplaces are in the higher end of the level two, because of course you can still kind of grade things up and down there. So you're level two. So it's kind of, your smarter jeans, nicer knits, your softer jacket. It's not your really formal things. It's your slightly less formal things. I think, most of what I wear, if you look at the blog, I would say I'm a level two dresser. So everything I wear would pretty much fit in level two. Then our level one is our more formal wear. So there's two versions, formal business and formal evening. So, we can know about evening wear. You think about you add more sheen and sparkle to your outfit. You add more, more formality to that, more structure too. I think about our formal business. Again, it's more structured, more formal, more woven fabrics, more fitted in many ways. Things like hosiery and all that sort of stuff comes into it. So we've got those three levels of refinement. So knowing that you're level two, maybe, the top end of your level two is smart, but it's not overly formal. Once we get into that level one, we're starting to get into the much more formal. So it's looking at going, well, if I want to bring in a blazer with my jeans, I'm adding a level one piece with a level two look. And that can work because I've got both those elements together. But if I add in a blazer and then I add in a really sparkly necklace and I add in a satin shirt and then I add in a kind of pair of very formal high-heeled shoes, I'm starting to maybe add too much formality. So looking at those levels of refinement and going, I can add a touch of one above, or I can just sit at the top end of that, like, well-dressed but not overly formal, and then I'll feel comfortable, stylish, put together, but not overly formal. So have a look at those levels of refinement. Figure out what for you means too formal, and then figure out what it is that you like to wear. And also too is looking at that kind of that level three, making sure you don't go down to that level three. So the more chunky and kind of rugged a piece of clothing is, the more it starts fitting into level three. So your regular sneakers and all that sort of stuff end up in a level three. So looking at getting that right level of formality and refinement for you so you feel comfortable and stylish, but not overdressed, not underdressed. Our last question today comes from Gina, who says, I've been hiding in a very basic uniform for a long time and I'm nervous about showing who I am through my style. And this is a really interesting thing because there's a lot of psychology that comes with style. I often think I've, you know, like had to learn how to become a counselor to do this as a job because there's so much about who we are as a personality and our personality and how we want to express that and what we want people to know about us. And then relating that to our style and whether we want to be someone who wants to be seen or someone who wants to blend in. And if you are a blend in personality, you're never going to be the most dramatic person. You're never going to be the most out there dresser because that doesn't feel like blending in. But then we can get really stuck wearing very basic uniform and feeling really boring. And that also is not great. So how do we start stretching that kind of that style comfort zone? And so with any comfort zone, it's interesting, you know, like we'll often hit this point that we can be uncomfortable in the comfort zone where we feel like I need to bust out of this, but then I'm also scared of getting out of this comfort zone because being outside the comfort zone is also scary. But if you're already feeling like you need to bust out, that you're not happy in that comfort zone anymore, this is a really good sign. So why not be uncomfortable outside your comfort zone rather than uncomfortable inside your comfort zone? I think this is a really good and important thing to think. And you can apply this to any aspect of your life. If you're starting to feel that you're stuck in a rut or uncomfortable in that comfort zone, it's time to bust out of it. So you may as well, if you're already uncomfortable, be uncomfortable outside of your comfort zone. So when we're thinking about this, and this is another reason why I designed Evolve Your Style, it's to give you tiny baby steps to get you out of your comfort zone. To gradually, what it does is it gradually actually expands that comfort zone so that the comfort zone is a much bigger comfort zone and you still feel like you still feel comfortable, but you've got a much more expansive, bigger space to play in. And this is why we just do one tiny thing every day. So don't do like an overhaul, a complete overhaul all at once, because often one of the reasons why many people say, like, I don't really want to show off who I am is it can feel like it's going to bring too much attention. And if you're not someone who enjoys attention, that can feel very uncomfortable and unsafe in many ways. And safety and security can be one of our core needs. And we do go in 7 Steps of Style, actually look at these things, looking at what are your core needs and how did this impact on your style? Because if you have a high core need for safety and security, then making big changes suddenly is going to feel massively uncomfortable. And you need to know this about you and your wardrobe. It's a really important step in 7 Steps. It's part of our values step. But I want you to think about just how you can gradually move out. So think about this as baby steps. Just do tiny little tweaks and changes. But kind of it might be worthwhile planning them out in a way. So kind of thinking like I might just add one accessory and, you know, then I might add, you know, when that feels comfortable, because what happens is once you do things a few times, it actually starts to feel comfortable. And when people don't comment in a negative way or make too much fuss, then you can start to feel like more relaxed again. And then you can make some more changes. And one of the things that's also really important to do is actually sometimes push yourself out and know that some people will make a comment. Usually it's positive. In fact, very rarely that it's negative. Most of the time people don't notice, you know, particularly small changes. But then, you know, like, so make those changes. And what happens is when you start making some changes and reassessing your style and being a little bit more different than how you have been in the past is very quickly people get used to it. We really acclimatize to stuff very quickly. So you might get a few comments for a few days and then suddenly it's all over. And it's almost like, you know, that's the new normal. So make small changes, but keep on making those changes, but only in ways that make you feel like it's a version of you. And if you're wondering about, like, well, I don't want to show off my personality, this is an interesting thing about what is it that about your personality you don't want people to know about? Because you don't have to show every aspect of your personality through your style, but do look into your personality traits and how you want to express those, and which are the ones that the reality is people are going to make judgments and assumptions about you, whether you like it or not. We're all doing it all the time. So you do have some choice about what people think. So make a decision about what do I want when I walk into a room, what do I want people to say about me? And you could write this sentence down, go, here's, and we've got Gina as an example. So there's Gina, she's always, and write down, what do you want people to say about you? And then what I want you to do when you're getting dressed is look at those words, how you want people to think about you, and go, does this outfit say that about me? It doesn't have to be a radical change. It can just be a small change, but it is something to think about. And as you get more confident, this is often where we allow ourselves to take bigger steps outside of that comfort zone, but we have to start with the small steps for most of us, just because we can feel really uncomfortable. And I know for me, I mean, like, it's hard to believe now. When I first started wearing large scale necklaces, I felt really, really uncomfortable. I felt like, oh my God, everybody's going to stare at me. I felt like it was huge and enormous. And I look back at the large, like what was a statement necklace back then, and it's small in comparison to what I wear now. But I remember feeling very uncomfortable. But it didn't take long. All I got was like compliments going, oh, I love your necklace, quite a few times. And then suddenly that stopped feeling so uncomfortable, and then I could try something a little bit bigger and a little bit more different. But it's often that first step is the hardest. So have a play. And in my 7 Steps of Style program, if you are like wanting more tips on how to understand your personality traits and how you can turn that, how you can express that through your clothes, that's all inside there as well. So it is that style education you didn't get. It is designed to help you, to lead you by the hand, to help you understand yourself. And this is why we go into the core needs and your personal values, because these are all a part of who you are and how you want to express them through your style. So thank you again for watching. I really appreciate you being here. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.